Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and fill full your lungs with the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the monastery of the spirit, the sanctuary of the soul. And always take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the heart and all of the organs within the body system, how it works, supports, and keeps you. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or 10 minutes that we are tuning out from the outer world of distractions and place it in the inner world, connecting with the ground of our being, God in us as us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 15 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. O beloved, you invite us to rest in the abode of your heart, to forgive our weaknesses and renew our love. Who will respond with hearts open wide to love? Those who walk with integrity, who are in harmony with your word, and sing the heart song, whose tongues speak truth, judging not others and seeking only the good, whose eyes behold not the outer garments of the body, but see with the inner robe of love, whose own weaknesses are acknowledged and brought to light in prayer, those who are just in all affairs of life and take not advantage of another, those who dwell in the heart of love, who act justly with integrity, will join the dance of life, will sing the songs of joy. Their family, friends, and indeed the world will be blessed by their love. Divine beloved, grant us being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, acknowledging that you who art everywhere present at every point in space and time, that you who art the Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come, that you who are omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, is right where we are. O Mother, Father, God, we come into communion with you this morning to be refreshed, to be renewed, to be returned back to our whole self, to remember who we are and whose we are. When we have allowed the world and all of its concerns to overwhelm and burden us, let us come back to realigning ourselves with our spirit, our God self, our truth self, our higher self, so that we may know that always we are one with you, we are one with your presence, your power, your life force, that is right where we are, that is ever available, that is ever, ever present. O Mother, Father, God, we ask that we become the vessels of love that we were created to be, that we allow love to so overwhelm our consciousness that we can express it and experience it in all conditions, in all circumstances, in all situations, that we can be the beacon of love that our world so desperately needs at this time, that we can radiate it to those who challenge us as well as those who reciprocate and love us. O Mother, Father, God, you who art the Alpha and the Omega, we are so, so grateful that right here, right now, your presence quickens, renews, restores, replenishes. I am so grateful that in this moment we know you, that in this moment we are fed by you, that in this moment we are nurtured by you. Mother, Father, God, we bring our world and all sentient beings into this circle of prayer, and speak this word for peace and justice, for acceptance and oneness, for unity. We speak this word for all children. We speak this word for all the needs of all sentient beings. We speak this word as our teacher taught us, to speak and do not doubt, to trust and to have faith, to believe and know that with you all things are possible. Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one here present. We know that each and every one of us has some need of a healing, be it physical, financial, emotional, mental, spiritual, psychological. We know that yours is the spirit that is right where we are and that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or pray. And so we surrender our needs individually, collectively to you in this moment. We surrender our concerns, our anxieties, our worries, our despairs. We surrender anything and everything that blocks the free flowing of your love, of your peace, of your joy in us, through us, as us. We know that our word is creative and that what we can see, speak, believe, it will be so. So we speak this word for the peace and the love and the harmony of our world, in our relationships and in all relationships. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For always it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that contains all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we allow that prayer to resonate within your being. And this morning, I'm going to allow you to affirm right where you are our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without. radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, as we come to the end of our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, I wish you a very blessed and peace-filled Friday, Saturday, and Sunday till we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Until, peace and blessings.